Welcome, my dear brother, my dear sister.com. What is pure and undefiled religion? James 1:27 says, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So let's break this down. Pure and undefiled religion. That's what we want. We want to be pure before the Lord, don't we? And undefiled means, just another word for pure, means there's nothing diluting us. There's nothing else in us. We want to be pure. We want to be, 24 karat gold rather than, something mixed in there. We want to be undefiled. We want pure water. We don't want other things added to it. We want to be preserved in Christ, but not things added to the world. So pure and undefiled religion, nothing added, to it. Nothing taken away from it, because, we have a lot of foods and waters that things are taken out. We want pure. We want everything we want to be from heaven. We want to be from the Father. An undefiled religion before God and the Father is this. So what is, because there's a lot of religion out there, and there's a lot of bad religion out there. There's a lot of traditions of men, traditions of denominations, traditions of Christians and their sects, SECTS, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. And so that's one thing that God cares. God really cares for those who don't have family. I mean, God's whole idea of creating mankind was family. He wanted, sons and daughters. And he's a father, and he wanted those sons and daughters to know what it means to be a father, and sons as well, and daughters as well, and mothers as well. So to visit orphans and widows in their trouble. So there's two people that don't have a family. Of course, widows could have children, but they don't have a husband anymore. So that's one of the first groups of people that God really wants us as Christians to look after, is as orphans who don't have fathers, who don't have mothers, who don't have a family, and widows who their husbands or those wives have passed away, and they're too, and they got past that age where they can get married again, and maybe their children have grown up. So that's pure and undefiled religion. And to keep oneself unspotted from the world. It means we are in this world. We're not of this world. There's a lot of things and places we need to go, but we shouldn't take part in it. We don't need to be like Lot and in the city, in the city walls and looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, and craving things we shouldn't be craving, and being part of things that we shouldn't be part of. We need to be unspotted, from those things. We need to stay away, in mind. When Eve is telling at the garden and being tempted with taking that forbidden fruit, she says she wasn't supposed to touch it. Well, she was supposed to touch it, because we think about touching with our hands. She was supposed to touch it because she was supposed to take care of all the garden with her husband. But the thing is, we never touch something with our hands until we touched it with our thoughts, and until we touch it with our mind. So I think that was what was passed on to her. It says, don't, I think Adam passed that to her. It says, don't touch this tree with your mind. Don't look at it for too long and end up getting a desire for something God told us not to have a desire for. God's given desire for every seed-bearing plant, every green herb in that garden, but that one tree of knowledge of good and evil, they weren't supposed to touch it with their mind. They weren't supposed to meditate on it. They weren't supposed to desire it. And so to keep oneself unspotted from the world, so to remain unspotted is, you can't be looking at things in the world that that goes against God, that goes against Christ, that will defile your pure thoughts, that'll defile your walk with God. You need to stay unspotted, and unwrinkled, and you need not to desire the things of this world. So that's what pure and undefiled religion is.